We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brisket.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Hamburgers.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Barbecued beef ribs.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
It is your chance to win a smokehouse barbecue. Very, very simple. Each and every Friday, one of us makes a weekend prediction. Monday at the same time, 8:20.
If we remember,
we've only forgotten once of like three.
Yeah. Hey, we're Hall of Fame.
That's right. Yeah, you're Hall of Fame risk it people. But Fridays at this time, we make a weekend prediction. You tell us Monday at 8:20 who made the weekend prediction. Did they get it right or wrong? And you can win yourself a $50 Smokehouse Barbecue gift card.
You better be right.
So I will handle this week's prediction. Chiefs are going to beat the Bills 34-31. And the defense is going to get a stop to end the final Buffalo drive.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
I like it. I like it a lot.
So remember that. Monday at 8:20. Tell me if I was right or wrong. Tell me I'm right. And win yourself a $50 Smokehouse Barbecue gift card.
You better be right.
I'm feeling it. All signs point to that not happening. It's going to happen.
That's why it's going to happen. That's
all the things that are on paper that look like
No.
We're going to be talking about the Chiefs being right with the world.
Oh, they win and the defense gets a stop at the end. You better believe I'm not going to have a shirt on Monday morning.
Let's not get that far. Scherzer.
Yeah, keep those nipples.
Scherzer in the post game without a shirt is money in the bank.
Should not happen.
No, it's awesome.
Should not happen. So 8:20 on Monday, your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. Remember the risk it for the brisket pick.
You've seen him on everything from Real World Chicago.
This is the true story.
To Good Morning Football.
The answer to every question is Mahomes.
And even though he's an honorary member of Bills Mafia, we're going to make him a part of Chiefs Kingdom.
I'm
going to
bend the knee like I'm in Westeros for Andy Reid.
NFL Network's Kyle Brandt joins Fesco in the Morning right now on 610 Sports Radio.
All right, last week, Kyle, we had you on, and we talked about getting you a Tomerik Vanover jersey and a Brett Perriman jersey. We were able to do that. We got you those jerseys, and thank you for the shout-out on Good Morning Football this week. So, after Brett Perriman and Tomerik Vanover, man, who is next on your wish list of Chiefs jerseys?
First of all, you guys are the best.
Thank you.
It's like Uber jersey or something. I can just order up any Chiefs jersey. You guys sound the alarm, and then your Chiefs street team will find one. The Tomerik Vanover jersey was gorgeous. Not only did you just send us one, that's the best part. You'll send options. Like, here's four Tomerik Vanover jerseys spotted in the public. And so I'm going to double down, all right? You ask me which one do I want, and I'm going to make it hard. I'm going to go, I remember as a kid, I liked this guy. I'm going to go, this is an offensive lineman. I told you it's not going to be easy. They don't sell a lot of jerseys. But if you can find anyone in Chiefs Kingdom who can get me a Tim Grunhart.
Oh, for sure. We'll have that before we're done with the conversation. Yeah. 100%.
You guys, that easy, a Tim Grunhart?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Everybody loves Grunny.
Everybody loves Grunny in Kansas City.
You reacted to that as if I had said, can you find me a Tony Gonzalez? Like, that's going to be that easy. What number is he? I don't even know.
61.
61, yeah. That's right. Josh used to work with him, did a show with him for years. And so we got plenty of grunty jerseys we can find you.
All right. I grew up a Notre Dame fan in the late 80s. And Grunhard was one of the heart and souls of those great teams, national champions in Notre Dame. And I know he probably was with the Chiefs. I think he's also only a Chief.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of 10, 11 years easily. Give me a Grunhard 61. Don't mind the color, red or white. Knowing you guys, you'll get both.
We'll probably end up getting a yellow one as well. Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football with us here.
An alternate yellow.
610 Sports Radio. And we got ourselves a pretty big game here. I'm calling it a playoff game inside the season, Kyle. Week 5. But I think it sets up the entire rest of the season for the winner in a great way. And a loser, man, you're chasing your tail now after this one.
You are. And it begs the question, Kansas City, you know, a few ugly losses on the record, unlike them. Buffalo on fire. But it begs the question, who needs this win more? Now, if you just go to the standings and the math, you know, Kansas City, but I think the answer is resoundingly Buffalo. Resoundingly. Because there's a sense with Buffalo now where I feel like all of the pressure is on them. If you guys can't beat Kansas City now, when the hell are you going to do it? And by now, I mean Buffalo has 2 shutouts. Their defense has never played better. I don't care who they've played. Allen looks like, you know, the superstar we all say he's about to become. And the Chiefs' defense, I used the word on the air this week, it's pulp, P-U-L-P, pulp. It's not good. It's soft. It's just sort of a liquidy, clumpy substance that can't stop anything. And yet, if they walk off that field and they beat the Bills this year, I think this is going to be an emotional kick to the groin for the entire region of Western New York and the Buffalo Bills if they can't win it now.
But if the Chiefs don't win, then they're not validating anything, though. You know what I mean? Like,
if the Chiefs don't win, all right, the record is bad, and there's a problem, and it's 3 out of 4, and it's you got all kinds of problems. I still feel like the Chiefs brand, I trust in it. I still look out there, and I see the usual suspects on offense, and I see Tyrann Mathieu, and I see guys that they haven't had hurt up front and in the pass rush on defense, and I feel like it's going to be, you know, players only meeting time, that type of thing, you know, bury the football if they were that corny, which they're not. I still am looking at the schedule and looking at them and being like, they can rip off 9 wins in a row. I believe they can do it because they have done it. I believe they can do that. I don't believe Buffalo can recover emotionally from getting the boogeyman to beat them again.
Well, you chose Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. What made you choose them right now over the Chiefs if you think this is such an important game for the Buffalo Bills versus KC?
I just always look at it, if you're going in on a team and you're suggesting they're going to do this or do that, you have to look at it as like an investment. I don't think that if you were to invest money in the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs right now, I don't think you would make any money because it's already very expensive, and I don't think it's growing. My biggest concern in one sentence about the Kansas City Chiefs right now, 2021, is that they've plateaued and that they're, you know, they're good, and they got the Tyreek thing and the Kelce thing, and don't get me wrong, they just lit up the Eagles by a significant margin. But are they better than last year's team? Are they getting better? What is better about the Chiefs right now than was 2 years ago? I don't think anything. I really don't. And yet, the Buffalo team right now, compared to Buffalo 2 years ago or 1 year ago, they don't belong in the same field together. They're way better on defense. Allen is completely grown up. If you invested in the Bills 2 years ago or 1 year ago, you're buying a boat right now on the money you made from it. It's that much. So they're an ascending asset, whereas I feel like the Chiefs are stagnant, and if anything, they're declining. That's why the vote is on Buffalo.
Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. I know the Bills in the offseason anyway, you know, kind of made the goal. They wanted to host the AFC Championship game. They wanted to put themselves in position to be the number one seed. Do you think that's on the line Sunday, or is that still too early?
Well, you start to get into the math, and that's, you know, like I said, if the Chiefs lose, man, to get the one seed, it's going to be really hard. And so for the Chiefs to lose, it's not a matter of them versus Buffalo this weekend. It's a matter of them versus Cleveland and Baltimore and the Chargers and the Raiders. Like, then they're playing all the teams because you're going to have them falter too. Someone's going to have to stumble, you know, lose 3 out of 5 games or something like that in order to give up the one seed. Like, if they lose this weekend, look, I don't know this win probability, these next-gen stats they put it. I can't reel it off the top of my head, but I would have to think if they lose this weekend, I think you're saying goodbye to the title game at Arrowhead. I mean, it's even if they crawl back and were the 2 seed even, which is impressive, having that home game, I've always called Arrowhead the AFC Invitational, or the AFC Championship game, the Arrowhead Invitational, rather. I think they're traveling that week.
Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football with us here on 610 Sports Radio. I tend to agree with you on that one. But for me, it's not necessarily the home field advantage, Kyle. I just think now, especially with the addition of the 17th game, that bye is the most coveted thing right now for teams to play for in the NFL other than the Super Bowl trophy, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's not like they're giving you a win. But, oh, my gosh, can you imagine after playing all those games and on and on and on, we get a week off, or guess what? We didn't get a bye. We have to travel, you know, to Baltimore, or we have to even stay home and play Herbert again. And especially if you look at the Chiefs' schedule, like, long wait right now to a bye. They're not off to week 12, and that's after they played the Packers, the Raiders, and the Cowboys, all of whom could beat them. So they get that bye week 12. Who knows what their record's going to be? The idea of not having one then, effectively week 19, and going right in from a road game to Denver, their last game of the season, into, again, playing someone who's hungry as hell in the wild card round, it's just bad. And, I hate that our relationship, guys, over the past month has been so negative on the Chiefs. But look at the record. It's strange, scary times for Kansas City. And, look, if they blow out Buffalo and they win 41-20 this weekend, everything changes and the table gets flipped and ha-ha, everyone got suckered into thinking the Chiefs had glass jaws. It's all up to them.
It's interesting, when they added the extra game as well, I just kind of figured it, you know, from the Chiefs' perspective, well, that's just another game where Chad Henne starts. I mean, they may put themselves in position to actually have to play at the tail end of the season if they don't kind of right the ship quick.
I know, I'm thinking of Mahomes playing in the last game of the regular season, and I'm thinking of him when he was the rookie, and he made his starting debut after Alex Smith. It feels like it's been that long. I just, it's striking to me that not only are they playing Buffalo this weekend, they're playing on Sunday night, which means that win, lose, whatever, and especially if the Chiefs lose, it is going to be a take-pocalypse on Monday morning across the national media, you know, if they lose that game. And it'll be, just write them down. Any show you could think of, all the ESPNs and First Takes and the radio hosts, it's all going to be Kansas City. And there's only going to be two kind of people on Monday morning. If Kansas City lose, there's going to be, they're dead, I'm out on them, it's over, they got to reconfigure this thing, Mahomes makes too much money, all those, whatever. Or it's going to be, I'm not giving up. I'm not jumping ship. I believe too much in the talent. But believe me, there will be takes Monday morning. There will be Andy Reid takes that maybe it's time for him to have a fresh voice in. There will be all sorts of Tyreek Hill takes. Every take-pocalypse you could imagine is going to erupt Monday morning if they lose. And not locally, across the whole country.
No doubt, Kyle. And that's, you know, my thing right now. I look at it from, like, how the national media is going to react. And you're right. I like the term take-pocalypse because that's what it's going to be. But my key to the game is pretty simple. And I'm not asking a lot here. I'm asking for a stop or a key play on defense. That's it. Just one of those things. And they'll win this football game.
So the Bills come out and they get 2 first downs in their first series and they punt. You are satisfied with your goal. That's it. They punt it on the first series. That's all you need?
That's all I need, because I don't see Kansas City with the way that they're scoring right now at almost 4 points of possession, which is like some ungodly record, NFL.com said, right? A little nerdy here for you. But if they get that one stop, I think that's all they need. I think that's all they need is that one stop, because this Chiefs offense right now may be the best we've seen under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Well, then, you're subscribing to the theory then as well, and this is interesting, that Buffalo hasn't played competition.
Yeah,
because they got 2 shutouts. They shut out the Brian Flores Dolphins and whoever the hell is running that ship and playing for that team, Texans, shut them out. So there could be the fact that they're playing some tomato cans, mm-hmm. or damn, they're really good. Because, listen, they drafted a couple of young pass rushers on that team, and the reason they drafted those guys on the Bills, there's only one reason, and it's not to sack Davis Mills or Jacoby Brissett. It's to sack number 15 for the Chiefs. That's why those guys are in Buffalo. It's the only reason. And if they get after them, this defense maybe not is just all trumped up on bad opponents, because I don't know. And I mean that, I'm not saying it's just rhetorically. I don't know about this matchup because the Chiefs offense looks great. The Bills defense looks great too. I don't know which is the stronger entity right now.
Why do tomato cans always get picked on?
You know, there must be a history to that. Maybe they used to use them and as baseballs or something, or they would hit them with sledgehammers, but it seems to me that they're just a nice can of vegetables or fruits, depending on where you come out, that just get abused as pincushions. I don't know what the origin of that is.
I'm okay with it, though, because tomato soup, for me, I haven't eaten since I was 3 years old.
That's different than a can of tomatoes, though.
Yeah,
I mean, what has a can of tomatoes ever done to you?
I don't know, but the can of tomato soup is how I phrase it, Kyle, because it's been since I was 3. Tomato soup and grilled cheese, I'll still puke to this day if I smell them.
I'd be into it. I don't know. We have a lot of tomato soup and grilled cheese in my you dip it in, you suck the soup out of the cheese. It sounds disgusting, but I gotta taste it.
Making me sick. Bob's gag reflex.
Right now it's making me sick. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. How does Urban Meyer survive this thing?
I don't know. And my question also to the point of that is he interested in surviving it? I mean, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I never bought into the Urban Meyer thing. I just didn't. And you have to learn from history, and you have to learn. If Nick Saban can't come into the NFL and do anything and gets the hell out and says, I'm never going back there, why are you doing this? Are you going to stay into it? Urban Meyer risked not only the stakes of his career, but his personal health and family to get into the NFL. We know his history with the health, and he did it, I guess, because he could coach Trevor Lawrence, as if Lawrence was just going to show up and just do whatever he wanted. I don't know if he wants to stay. And he was asked point blank, are you going to resign? Have you thought about resigning? And he just kind of said no. But I almost feel like you could, if you believe in body language and studying people, it feels like it might be a relief. And Jesus, that was a terrible mistake, and I never should have done it. I mean, the Nick Saban thing was a disaster, an epic disaster. And there's a lot of other guys. Bobby Petrino, lifelong humiliation for how he handled the jump from college to the NFL. And the Urban Meyer thing, it's bad enough with the bad football, but then to go and the way he did it, and the videos and the internet, and the Urban Meyer's problem, guys, is that he is not likable, and that's fine. Who cares if you're likable? You're a really good coach. It's not your job to be likable. But then when you get into media and you mess up and you're in social media and people are waiting to carve you, just waiting to destroy you. Ed Orgeron, people love him. If he messed up, it'd be a whole different direction. Whole different direction. Because people like him. And there's a lot of other likable coaches. Urban Meyer, they're looking for a reason, and he served it up to them.
All right, Justin Fields has been named the starter officially in Chicago. Nagy's my guy, and I root for him. And he took Mitchell Trubisky to the playoffs 2 out of the first 3 years he was there. Now the Bears fans finally got their guy. What's it going to take for people to start liking Nagy a little bit up there in Chicago? Because I think he's a wonderful coach and an even better human being.
I'm glad to hear you say that. He's my guy, too. I absolutely love him. I've gotten to visit with him a few times personally. I've covered Bears games in which I've done the pregame interviews with the head coach. He is awesome. I love the guy. Beautiful family. Fits right in Chicago. And they're giving him hell. This is my hometown. I've got, high school friends, college friends, real meat and potato football fans. And they're the ones sending me the Matt Nagy memes and the jokes and everything. And I'm not into it. I got to say, it is really curious, the devotion, at least, that he had to Andy Dalton. Very curious. And the seeming closed-mindedness about what's going on. And listen, I know this. We talked about takepocalypse. I've had this take recently where I'm tired of these quarterbacks coming out of college and waiting and sitting just on principle, just the idea that I don't even want to see what they can do. We're deciding before we even get them out there that we're going to play. And the one they always point to is Patrick Mahomes sat for an entire season, and that's why he came out the next year. We don't know that. We have no idea. In fact, I've come all the way over and said, I think Patrick Mahomes would have been just fine. And I think Patrick Mahomes, if you start him game one, season one of rookie year, would have been incredible. I'm not even sure he didn't cost the Chiefs that year if you would have played him the whole year, that they would have gone farther than they did with Alex. We'll never know. That's just my opinion. But the fact that they were just saying, fingers in my ears, la, 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 la. No, we're going with Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton, not Alex Smith, not Brett Favre, not the Drew Bledsoe and all these others that get thrown in these equations about guys who sat. It was very frustrating, even for me, who is a Matt Nagy guy.
Enjoy the game on Sunday. We're hoping your Bills thing, you know, goes by the wayside. You can fully convert back to the Chiefs after Sunday night, Kyle.
Guys, let's get a win. Let's talk positive next week. Let's talk about how incredible Mahomes was. And ha, 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 the Bills go back to your shallow end. That would be fun. I'd like to do that with you.
It would be fun.
I just don't want to be able to.
We will. There was a win last week. None of us seem to remember that. You know what I mean? us included.
That's true. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for having me. And bring me Grunhard.
Grunhard.
Bring me Grunhard.
You'll have it. You probably already have it in the midst of this segment. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much.
Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, joins us each and every Friday at 8:20.
And if you have a Grunhard jersey, please tweet it to us or to Kyle Brandt.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to have that, like, no problem.
We've got to get a Grunhard.
We felt very confident about getting
one.
Yeah, we
did. I have not seen one come across my timeline yet.
At Josh Klingler, at Bob Fesco.
At Kyle
at
Brandt.
Kyle Brandt. You can send him a Tim Grunhard. Kyle picked the Bills before the season to be in the Super Bowl.
He made a mistake. That's okay.
So next week it'll be nice to.
So you changing that pick, him. Kyle?
Yeah, he'll stick with it. He'll stick.
Got to stick with your pick.
But fun conversations with him each and every Friday at 8:20. Kyle Brandt, NFL Network.
Time for another edition of
Doting on Chelsea.
Trav has made tremendous growth each and every year. You know, the thing about Trav is one of our leaders. And what I loved about, and I told him this on Monday, I told Trav, I am so proud of the way you conducted yourself on the sidelines. He kept the guys energized. He was on the sidelines keeping everyone in tune, talking about all the different things that they were doing. And talking about a guy that didn't really have good numbers, but the numbers didn't matter to him. The only thing that he wanted was to ensure that we can come away with a victory. And he'll tell you, he didn't play his best game. But one thing I am proud of him is that he was a leader, okay? He was a leader of men.
That was another edition of
Doting on Chelsea.
That is Doting on
That was
Kelsey.
A good one right there.
With
talking
Derek
about
the enemy.
He didn't do much in the game on Sunday from a numbers standpoint. The biggest play that he had, I think everybody talks about, is him looking confused.
You're talking about Trav?
You talk about Trav there, yes, and getting the pass to Jody Fortson, I believe it was that play where he scored the touchdown. But, I mean, that's the beauty of this team, and that's what we've said for the last couple of years with this team. Guys don't get down if they don't put up their numbers. As long as they get that win and the team gets the victory, that's all that matters to these guys. They've all proven themselves individually. They all know who they are, right? They don't have to go out there every week and have 187 yards receiving to prove that they're the best tight end in the NFL or the best wide receiver in the NFL. They go out there and they just give and take what the defense has given them. And if one day it's not Travis's day, then he's going to do other things to help the team win. And he clearly did last
week.
Well,
he was Tom to Jerry.
Exactly.
Right? The Tom and Jerry play.
I like how last week CH was like, naturally, I played the Jerry.
Right. Like,
well, is Jerry the mouse?
Yeah, he's little.
Little, smaller, little.
Yeah, Travis is big.
Travis is big. He's like a cat.
Yeah. So he fancies himself a Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Travis is the cat, and CH is the mouse.
I guess I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah. That's
I was more going off of like the personality types there.
Mm-mm. Now you're diving too deep into cartoons, bro.
Also, Kelsey Stomper Matt Milano's hurt.
Again.
Every time we play these guys.
This
matchup happens with the Bills. They say, well, the guy that's saddled with guarding Travis Kelsey seems to be hurt. Matt Milano, linebacker.
It's a wonderful cookie, by the way.
Practice all week with a hamstring injury.
It used to be a great restaurant at Crown Center, too.
A hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. So he's injured again. He's apparently the matchup for Travis Kelce.
That's supposed to be the kryptonite.
Although safety Jordan Poyer is taking on some tight end guarding responsibilities. So maybe that guy's there. But
I don't like that.
We're told he was the Kelce stopper for a couple of these matchups. It hasn't quite worked out that way.
I don't know.
913-576-7610. Line him up on the telephone line right now if you'd like to play. All you have to do is tell us who Andy is talking about. Very, very simple game. 913-576-7610 to play.
Who are you talking about?
Next.
Oh, my throat.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's what I'm talking about!
What are you talking about?
Like I said before.
Who are you talking about when you say...
Dude, you're not listening to what I just said.
Slow down, pal. Who are you talking about?
I don't get caught up in that.
It is time to play a little Who You Talking About. 913-576-7610. Chance to win a 16-inch specialty pizza from the other place.
God, I love specialty
Very
pizzas.
Simple game. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid will give you a description of a player, a coach, a opposing team, something in a very succinct fashion, as he typically does. And you just have to tell us who he's talking about. So simple.
Appreciate you saving my voice over the first half.
You bet. 913-576-7610.
Play through this pain.
You can listen.
Russell Wilson.
You can listen during the week right here on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio, during Cody and Gold, the Andy Reid press conferences, including exclusively on Mondays. And it gives you some clues to how to win this game. So, 913-576-7610. Jeremy in Gladstone is up first today. Jeremy.
Talking about,
he's done well with that.
That's definitely Trey Smith.
Trey Smith is not
that's
done
a
well
good
with
guess.
That.
No, it was a very,
converse,
very
so
good
true.
Guess.
If you guess wrong,
yeah,
he did not say that about that person, no. Nor does he feel it.
No,
so,
does not feel it
does
about
not
him
feel
at
it about
all.
Trey Smith.
Yeah, we got wide open phone lines, guys.
913-576-7610. Who he talking about?
Right. I'm going to tell you, this is not going to be...
It's almost like, one, people hate pizza, and two, they don't listen to Andy Reid.
Well, they want to get the clues starting first. They understand what it is. They understand if you're first in,
Nobody knows it right away.
Yeah, nobody.
I mean, it's very, very difficult.
Right. He's done well with that.
Doesn't give you a lot to go on. People are fearful. They're waiting for the clues. That's all.
And I'm not giving out a clue until we get through at least two guesses on this one. All right.
Brandon's up next. Brandon, who he talking about?
He's done well with that.
Oh, he's talking about Tommy Townsend.
That guy wins something.
Tommy Townsend. He's done well with that. Not punting. That's not where he was going. That's not where he's going. I do like that, though.
I do. All right, your first clue. He was a three-star recruit.
All right, three-star recruit.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
To the Chiefs? They only thought three stars of them on their draft board?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Tyler is up next. Tyler.
Who he talking about?
He's done well with that.
Is it one Jody Fortson?
Jody Fortson has not done well with that. No. Mm-hmm. You missed Jody Fortson. He dropped by Cody Gold yesterday. Check it out, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app.
Huh.
Nothing else. You can run into a promo. Gary's up next. Gary.
Who he talking about, Gary?
He's done well with that.
Is it Josh Gordon?
Nope. Josh Gordon has not done well with that. So he's a three-star recruit.
Right. And he's also a Tiger.
He's done well with that.
And he's also a Tiger.
And a Tiger.
That's right.
Huh. Okay. Lance is up next. Lance.
Who are you talking about?
He's done well with that.
Whom?
Chris Jones.
Chris Jones. He said Chris Jones.
Oh, he said it before he was on. Yeah, son of a gun. Yeah. I'll give you that, Lance.
No, it's not Chris Jones. Steven is up next. Steven.
Who are you talking about?
He's done well with that.
He's definitely talking about Juan Thornhill.
No, he's not. He's not.
I love those type of guesses, man. The Tommy Townsends, the Juan Thornhill.
Like the very definitive ones, too. He's clearly talking about
Juan Thornhill.
Clearly Juan Thornhill. Do we need another guess?
Yeah, let's get another guess.
So you said a three-star recruit.
And he's a Tiger.
And a Tiger. Okay. What's another get or another clue?
I said let's take another guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Daniel is up next. Daniel, who are we talking about?
He's done well with that.
Yeah, what about Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire has not done well with that.
That was a good guess based on the clues. So he's a three-star recruit. He's a Tiger.
He's a Tiger.
And he has a family member that was a pro athlete as well.
Huh. Comes from a talented family.
All right.
Lonnie is up next. Lonnie.
Who are you talking about?
He's done well with that.
How about Nick Bolton?
No. Nick Bolton is incorrect. Huh. Is this Mikey?
It's Makai.
Makai, okay.
I even asked him how to spell it this time.
Okay, all right. Makai, I apologize.
And he's gone.
And he's gone.
Gone. Makai.
Makai. Huh. Because I said his name wrong? Is that what it was? No. Alex is up next. Alex.
Who are you talking about, Alex?
He's done well with that.
I don't know. I was going to guess Nick Bolton, but I'm going to say Trey Smith.
No. Here's the clues again. I'm going to give you one more.
All right. Three-star recruit.
Three-star recruit. He's a Tiger. Has a family member that's a pro athlete.
Uh-huh.
This is the dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
He likes sports a lot.
Jeez.
He likes sports.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot.
Okay, he likes sports a lot. All right, great. Mike is up next. Mike.
Who are you talking about, Mike?
He's done well with that.
Morning, boys. He's talking about Dorian O'Daniel.
No, it was not Dorian O'Daniel.
Is that guy still even on the team?
Yes, he played last week.
Yeah. He's there.
He was in on a very crucial play late in the game.
Oh, Makai checked out because Nick Bolton was his guest, by the way.
I see. All right.
Justin's up next. Justin.
Who are you talking about?
He's done well with that.
Tom Holmes.
Yes!
It is Patrick Mahomes what gave it away.
Like
sports.
What gave it away?
Family member.
The family member.
All right. See, my final clue would have given
it. He was going to go with he likes sports.
Yeah,
gave it away.
A lot. Because he's with the Royals and sporting.
He's a very sports-centric human being.
I would have said the final clue. This would have given it away. He puts ketchup on his Whataburger.
Yes, that would have given it away.
That would have given it away. Do you get the he's a Tiger one?
You said that was G. Lou?
No, we said it was Patrick Mahomes.
Was that his high school mascot?
He was drafted by the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, I see.
I'm extremely excited.
I gotcha. But listen to it again. Here's Andy Reid.
He's done well with that.
Yeah, see? Clearly. Patrick yeah. Mahomes.
Clearly. You can just hear it in his
Tommy
voice.
Townsend
right
Tommy Townsend me on
Townsend
this.
Tommy Townsend was great.
Oh, Dorian
shout out
Daniel.
To Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes.
He's done well with that.
He's done well with that. Clearly, talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tough one because you didn't think we'd give you Patrick Mahomes, did you? Did you, listener?
Never thought you would, right?
He's always talking about Patrick
we've
Mahomes.
We've done Patrick Mahomes in like the 2 years we've been doing
No, I don't think we have. No. We always thought that would be too easy, right?
Clearly it was not.
Oh, that was a good one.
So Justin wins a 16-inch specialty pizza from the other place. Get there tomorrow for Hawkeye football.
I was just saying, you're watching the Hawkeyes there tomorrow? That's a big day.
Hawks
big game.
Penn State, huge game, 3-4. Yes, we could be going to the downtown OP other place. We'll see.
Very nervous, aren't you?
I am.
This is one you may not stay at the crib for.
Possibly. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. the decision. That's the decision.
Yeah.
The nervous.
Whose decision? Yours or your wife's?
No, my wife's. Whatever. She just rolls her eyes at me, you know. But yeah, that's the decision. The stressor of it all. Yeah. Thought about going to the game, Bob.
I know you
even
did,
though the ticket prices got a little bit high, but if you're paying more, I want a guaranteed win.
Yeah, you can't you know do I mean? That, though. Yeah, like, don't
they
be
can't,
that guy.
They can't guarantee you the victory with your ticket cost.
It and is so, the perfect weekend for you to go so up kinda, to kinda, Iowa kinda, City.
Kinda
so let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. How big a fan are you?
Big. Yeah.
Well, then you probably need to get in the car and get your ass up there.
We've been to one game this year already.
A lot of you die. I bet you there's some people that have been to all of them.
There are. Yeah, mm-hmm. those are season ticket holders.
That's right.
Yeah,
so, and here yeah. you are going, I'm a big fan. How yeah, many games yeah. you been to? Well,
yeah.
none.
Yeah.
But this is like, is this yeah, the
maybe
biggest
I'm,
game?
Maybe I'm saving my money for the playoff.
Is this
oh.
the
oh?
If they get knocked out this week, though, that money's going to something else.
It's true.
Is this the biggest game in the history of Kinnikinick Stadium?
I don't know. Possibly.
Who's broadcasting the game?
Because I think that time they beat Michigan was at Michigan, 2-1.
Who's broadcasting the game?
Fox.
But who? Like what people?
Oh, what people?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because usually you can
maybe
tell by
it's a
what
Gus,
the announcers
it's a
they
game.
Send.
Is this a Gus game?
Could
I don't know.
Be a Gus game. That's a big game.
A lot of Gus Gasms going.
That's a big game.
Yeah.
How big a fan are you?
I got a price about $350.
That's good. I do like that.
Ryan didn't have the drop right. He's on the phone. Darn it. Should have set it off.
I made about $350.
What's your highest ticket price? About $350.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was on the phone.
Bob asked, okay, redo it again.
We can do the whole thing again.
All right. How big a fan are you?
A big fan. Big fan.
How big?
But I got a price.
What's your price?
About $350.
Anything over that, you ain't going. Testing
my limit. Did I jump the gun on that? Was it premature?
A
no,
yeah, a little bit. Fine. But you know the thing is, though, Josh, $350 to go sit in the stadium or $0 to stay at home or go to the other place and watch and see it on TV. Like, football's just made it to where the home is just spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, they're even college football telecasts. I mean, they're unbelievable. They do a great job.
Well, aren't you crackers just cute as the dickens?
If you go to Iowa, will you get some loose meat?
No. Not everybody loose meats when they go to Iowa.
Well, what else do you there's do? No, up there's no, like a pork chop
only
or
like
something?
Five made rights in Iowa.
Yeah,
it's not very. It's not
too bad.
Probably less than that.
You can make that in a crock pot.
It's just meat. Put a little salt
on
it.
I think there's onions in there too, and there's a little Worcestershire. Worcestershire?
Is there Worcestershire in there? Isn't it just meat on a bun? Like just
no, it's
ground
got
beef?
Some stuff in it.
It's got seasonings. Yeah, there's definitely seasonings. Onion in yeah, it.
I like that Amish seasonings. Place in Lamoni. You can stop there, get yourself a loose meat sandwich.
Just keep pushing.
I don't know which place you're talking about.
Right off the interstate, you turn left on the first exit into Iowa.
You're not...
You've never been to that Amish place in Lamoni where they got good ice cream and they've got the store where everything's in a can?
I know the store. There's a little restaurant in there.
They got all the canned goods and then they got loose meat.
Oh. So they actually made right or they're doing their own?
I think it is a made right, yeah. I think it does say that on the sign. Hmm. I could be mistaken, but it's run by the Amish. It's very good.
Hmm. All right.
I need about $350.
Jay Binkley from Bink at Night, Rob Brenton from The Drive. They'll join us on the Chiefs Roundtable today. We'll look at who this game is bigger for next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.